As if things aren't interesting enough after everything that happened on Monday. And then yesterday, John Harbaugh, after 18 years in Baltimore, is let go as head coach of the Ravens. Guy who grew up coming to Cleveland to watch the Indians and the Browns, and his mom went to Shaw High, and he coached at Cincinnati and went to Miami and born in Toledo and blah, 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 blah. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan in for Andy today.
So there's always one of these firings in every coaching circle that makes everybody go, oh,
really?
Damn, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
And I was kind of waiting for that one.
We had some rumblings.
We just got it.
Yeah, there were some rumblings about Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Rumblings. But this is a guy who has had three losing seasons in 18 years in Baltimore. One of them this year when they were 8-9. He's had one season where he didn't win at least eight games. He is going to be hired, if he wants to be, and apparently he does, he's going to be hired by somebody. And there are openings out there right now, and could the Browns be a possibility? Sure, they could be a possibility. Will they be a likely possibility? It depends on a number of factors. That's the thing here, Dano.
So what are your factors that make this a possibility?
All right, well, let me just, I'll start with this.
Because if it feels like one of these moments where I think, we don't have many of these moments, but I would say 95% of the fan base is going, hire him. Get on the plane, go to Baltimore, go to the finest crab restaurant you get your hands on. Don't even let him leave the building until Jimmy Haslam is shaking his hand and, heck, even helping him carry his stuff to his car. Like, that's where all of us are. I got seven text messages.
Jimmy's in shape. He can help carry.
I got seven text messages yesterday that were like, is Jimmy's plane parked in the parking lot in between Camden Yards and, what is it, M&T Bank Stadium, I think is what it's called? In the parking lot right there? Did he just park the plane right there? Because this is the slam dunk hire that everybody is looking for that turns this thing around.
I agree with that. And like you, I receive texts like crazy. I will pick him up at the airport.
Yep.
I'll drive to Baltimore. I received a number of those. If you're John Harbaugh here, you've just finished 18 years of success in Baltimore. And there's no question it was a successful run. More success early than later. And I'm still trying to figure out how Derrick Henry didn't get any carries in the fourth quarter of that game when they had the lead and they lost the lead and everything else. And ESPN had a fine graphic last night. 16 times in the last 5 years, the Ravens coughed up leads with 5 minutes left to go in a game. So no coach is perfect.
Nope.
And he's going to catch a lot of grief for that. And he's caught a lot of grief for the Derrick Henry stuff. I don't care. I would hire the guy. Here are the, to me, Dan, factors that are involved in this. And I don't think we can look at just one team. So we're going to look at a couple of teams. The Browns and John Harbaugh. Does his Cleveland history, and he has it, you know, apparently still relatives in the area. His mother went to high school here. Mother grew up here. He spent a lot of time here as a kid. His brother spent a lot of time here as a kid. Cleveland means something to him. He grew up an Indians and a Browns fan. Parents apparently honeymooning at a Browns game. Does that mean anything to him at this point of his life? That's one thing. Number two is this. He's in his early 60s. Certainly could coach another 10 years in the league. Does he want to go through a rebuild at this point in his career? Or does he want to do what his good buddy Andy Reid did? Ooh, wait a minute. I'm out in Philly after 14 years? Hey, Kansas City Chiefs are in pretty darn good shape. I'm going to go in there and win, which is what Andy Reid has done.
The other thing that Jimmy Haslam can provide, besides cash and lots of it, is spite. Spite's a hell of a motivator.
Doesn't sound like he needs spite.
I mean, if
his statement was, his statement was nothing but glowing about his time in Baltimore. He did do 18 years there.
Yeah. But again, if you just got fired, and it doesn't exactly seem like that this was an amicable mutual parting that took place.
Although
there wasn't the joint statement. There wasn't anything along those lines.
He did issue a statement.
He issued a statement. But it seemed a little...
Sources close to Harbaugh in reports have said John agreed with the move. He wanted to stay, but he understood and thinks it might be best for all parties. So Spite, let's not rule it out,
yeah.
But I don't think it's major. I think this could be major. Steve Bisciotti, owner of the Baltimore Ravens, is one of the most hands-off guys, one of the most I love stability guys in the NFL. There are a lot of different ways to do this. One spectrum, you have Jerry Jones at one end of it. Jerry's as involved as anybody. Jerry's the owner. He's the GM. He's doing post-game press conferences. You don't get more involved than that. Bisciotti might be at the other end of the spectrum. He might be one of the most laid-back guys. Like, you guys got it. Go ahead.
He's right there with the Roonies.
Jimmy Haslam, I would say, leans more toward Jerry Jones. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just I think that's the fact. Jimmy's out there a lot. He's involved a lot. He owns a team. He's allowed to be. After having a really laid-back owner, would John Harbaugh want to deal with an owner and an ownership group, the whole family, that's a little more involved? And to the extent, I don't know, but we know they're more involved. Would he want to deal with that? So I think Cleveland ties could be a huge pull. It's not the roster that would attract him here. There's a GM in place. He might not like that. Let's look at another option. New York Giants appear to be a front runner. Kevin Stefanski had dinner with those guys last night, interviewing with them today. So Kevin might be right there with Harbaugh. If you're the Giants, Harbaugh's a slam dunk in my estimation. Harbaugh's the slam dunk for anybody here. But it's this. And this means more to me, Dan, than it means to a lot of people. I don't know. A lot of people think this stuff is nonsense. Where does Harbaugh want to live? I mean, does Cleveland mean something to him? Does Ohio mean something to him? Or does he not like New York? I don't have any idea. Now, you'd be living in Jersey if you want. Everything's in Jersey. You don't have to go to New York very often. But New York's a hectic place. It's a great place. But it's a different vibe than Baltimore. It's a different vibe than Miami of Ohio, where he went to college. It's a different vibe than Cincinnati, where he coached for UC for a long time. It's even a different vibe than Philadelphia, where he was special teams coordinator. Does he want to deal with New York? But there's an owner there that's pretty laid back. The Mara family's always been a little laid back. There's been some conflict, Tisch involved and all that stuff. I think it's going to come down to, for Harbaugh, where can I get what I want and be happy where I'm living?
This isn't a perfect one-for-one comparison.
Yep.
So I know that going in. But, I mean, it's kind of going Baltimore to D.C. I mean, D.C. is an hour away. D.C. is a pretty big city. There's a lot of hustle and bustle. There's all that stuff.
Yeah, but the minute you get away from D.C., you're in Baltimore, and that is a different place than D.C.
Right. But it's not,
I mean,
like,
you don't have to go to D.C. They have their own team. You're living in suburban Maryland.
But for a very long time, you still have a lot of Commanders fans who are up there in Baltimore area as well. And they've come around. But, like, that's not the point of this conversation. It's more having a big city not super far away from where you're going to be and having to deal with the hustle and bustle was more where I was going with that.
Okay.
So I don't know how massively different. I mean, D.C. is a big city. It's not New York City. Please don't think
But he's not in D.C. He's in Baltimore.
Correct. But you still have that distance in between in the same way you would between Newark and or wherever they are. Orchard, no, that's Buffalo. But nonetheless, wherever the stadium is or
wherever New Jersey would want to live.
Correct.
If you go to the stadium, you see New York.
Correct. I don't think, and it depends on what he wants. You are 100% right in it. It depends on what he wants with the Maras and everything else that comes with it when it comes to the Giants situation. I know I would hire him in a minute. I know he's
hire him too.
He is the first candidate that has walked out that I would hire for the Browns job in a minute. And if you think Andrew Berry is going to get in the way of Jim Harbaugh, then Jimmy Haslam needs to.
John.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jimmy Haslam needs to have a conversation with some people who would tell them, look, this is one of the best guys at what he does. And you're really going to let Andrew Berry get in the way of this guy having the control that he needs?
before you scream. Jimmy got what he wanted once before by writing the biggest check.
Right.
Now, it didn't work out. But he was told no and then got what he wanted.
That's my caveat on this.
And he could just flat out write the biggest check he ever wrote in his life. Well, I don't think he'd have to write one that big, but big enough. He'd have to write a big check, and he could hire John Harbaugh if, now here's another thing that people don't always get, if he's motivated by money in his early 60s. I'm sure the guy has more money in the bank than he's ever going to spend in his life, and probably than his kids are going to spend in their life. So is money the big factor here? If it is, well, Arthur Blank in Atlanta can write him a huge check and say, oh, and by the way, yeah, we know we're talking about bringing Matt Ryan in to be our president of football, but now that you're available, would you like to be that? Because Matt's got this CBS gig. We don't have a GM. We got rid of our GM and our coach. So, John, who do you want as your GM? He could go to Atlanta. Weather's better. And live in Atlanta and get a huge check from Arthur Blank.
The one caveat to the Jimmy Haslam go get him immediately is pretty close to what you said. Don't Monty Williams this. Do not turn this into a Monty Williams to the Detroit Pistons situation. And for those of you who don't know, the Monty Williams was very, very successful as a head coach for the Phoenix Suns for a good period of time, led up to an NBA Finals. Then decided, had some family issues that took place.
Yes, he did.
Stepped away from the Suns and did not take a contract extension with them. The Detroit Pistons came in and handed him a lot of money, a stupid amount of money, a Scrooge McDuck level amount of money after he already said, no, I want to step away and be with my family at this time. And they offered him so much money that he had to take it. And he did a horrible job in Detroit. And it was due to the fact that his heart just wasn't there. He didn't want to do it. He wanted to be with his family, but it was such a large amount of money that he had to take it. Don't do that to John Harbaugh.
That is the one caveat. Don't know that John Harbaugh would even go for that, because at this point in his career, he doesn't have to. 18 years in Baltimore, the Browns have to be in the conversation. USA Today picks him to land in Cleveland. Their predictions for the coaches. He's coming to Cleveland. What do you think, Browns fans? Should the Browns try to pull it off? Can they pull it off? And does the Ohio-Cleveland tie mean anything here? Because honestly, I think that's the biggest thing, maybe the only thing other than cash, that the Browns have going for them in trying to pursue John Harbaugh. 216-474-0092. Mike Florio is going to join us today from Pro Football Talk. I can't wait to talk to Mike. He's at 11:20. Right after we talk to Chris Rose at 11 o'clock, Daryl Ryder joins us later in the show. It's a big day. Why? Because coaching stuff is happening like crazy in the National Football League, and the Browns are front and center. I'm Jeff Phelps, moving into the YouTube screen. Mr. Dan Menigan, he's in for Andy today. And we're talking about stuff that's heating up, and that is the main thing right now. John Harbaugh out in Baltimore. I hate it when, like, the headlines. I know it's fact. John Harbaugh fired in Baltimore. The guy is there for 18 years. Do we have to say fired?
Do you prefer, should we go English and you sacked?
I don't know.
I've always liked sacked.
I just don't care for it. It sounds, it's too harsh. It's the reality, I know, but it's too harsh. Can he be the guy here? I said some time ago, if you're looking at the Browns situation, you're going to love this. If you're looking at the Browns' whole situation, and again, they kept Andrew Berry. They didn't keep Kevin Stefanski. I said months ago, you know, if you're looking to do something outrageously big, The guy to come in here and turn this around is Ozzie Newsome.
That's a swing. That's a big swing.
You think John Harbaugh would come work for Ozzie Newsome? Or with Ozzie Newsome?
I don't know.
I do.
You think so?
I think he would.
The only reason I say that is because, boy, when you're, no matter how strong some of your relationships are, when you're let go of somewhere, some of those relationships begin to fray pretty quickly.
Well, Ozzie got pushed to the corner office.
Right. But do you think Ozzie, and again, I don't know these things, I'm just speculating.
I don't know if Ozzie has any desire to come back to Cleveland and rebuild the Browns, but You got one guy who played here and was one of the best players in franchise history, and another guy who big Cleveland ties.
But more the question, if I'm Harbaugh and I'm thinking through this situation, you don't think there's any case in his head he'd be like, man, Ozzie could have walked down the room and said, nah, give him another year. Give him another
year. I don't know that Ozzie's in that position anymore in Baltimore.
Ozzie's probably got a lot of pull. I mean,
I would think, but he's not the guy there anymore.
That's valid. That is valid. It's Eric Acosta, and it's
right. Does Ozzie want to be the guy again somewhere? I mean, because
DeCosta, I should say.
Seriously, if there are two guys who the idea of building the Browns, and I won't even say rebuilding, because you know you're rebuilding from the 80s and 90s still. If there are two guys in the entire football world who that might mean something to. See, that's one of the keys. It might mean something to Ozzie to rebuild the Browns. It might mean something for John Harbaugh to come in and have success in Cleveland. Let's put the two of them together, baby. Here we go.
I was
going to
say, I feel like we're building the sports movie on this, and I don't know how realistic the sports movie is.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the only thing that I have against is this feels very like, you know, Hollywood stepped in and, you know, give me my picks back, you pancake eating.
Well, guess what, though?
Like, I feel like that's where we are.
That's where this is. I mean, it's the Wild West now. You have seven teams looking for a head coach. There are only 32 teams in the league. But if I'm
Harbaugh, I could go get that sweet TV money for a year. Like, that's the other side of it. Except, it's pretty easy.
But at his age, and he's in his early 60s, if he steps away from the game, would somebody give him that next chance after being out a year? Maybe. I certainly would.
I mean, goodness, we got people who'd hire Cowher right now.
I certainly would, but I wonder. Apparently, from all reports, he wants to work next year as a head coach in the NFL, by all reports. So I would think he's going to get hired. And I would think, for instance, the Raiders gig would be phenomenal, except for two things. Mark Davis and Tom Brady. And they're pretty big things, aren't they?
I mean, if we're selling weather, then probably the Cardinals might be the one that you would look at.
The Cardinals could be phenomenal, but the Bidwells have been an issue.
Right. They run things like a mom-and-pop shop. I don't know if Harbaugh wants that.
Here's another lifestyle thing to throw in. Arizona, Las Vegas. What are those two cities close to? Brother Jim, does that mean anything to John Harbaugh? Does he want later in life to be closer to his brother so they could hook up more often in this world of planes, trains, and automobiles? I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But Dan, who knows what he's thinking?
I'm pretty sure John Harbaugh isn't looking right there going, oh, man, if I come to Cleveland, I got to deal with that layover in Nashville. Like, I don't think John Harbaugh's living in that world. But Jim might, but that's just because he's a weirdo.
But you know what I mean, though. There are factors here that who knows what a guy's thinking. And that's why New York might not appeal to him at all. And I don't like New York. Who knows? Maybe he feels that way. Cleveland might not appeal to him at all. Man, Steve Bisciotti just left me alone completely. I'm going to have to talk to Jimmy and Dee all the time. They're nice people, but they have a little different ownership style, which is okay. They're allowed to.
That's their team. But you run it how you want it.
Do I want to deal with that? Because you know, the Mara family's just going to let me do my thing. That'd be great. Or Stephen Ross in Miami. If they move on from Mike McDaniel, he probably will leave me alone, and it's Miami. I can get a boat.
They've put the fun and dysfunctional down in Miami a decent amount of times, too. I mean, that's not exactly the most stable organization.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Jeff is in North Olmsted. Jeffrey.
How are you, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Oh, the hits just keep on coming, Jeff.
I'm well, man. Thank you for asking.
This is more exciting because it got me time in a day to give you guys a call because I was thinking about something. I have a couple questions I want to ask you guys. Well, one, you know, we started this after the season ended kind of with this uncertainties about this coach, and then ding, 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 we get this blatantly obvious choice that just drops right in front of us, right? If I'm Jimmy, I drop as much into the Brinks truck as I can. I back it up to Baltimore, and I figure out what I can do to get John here, and here's why. Not only is he 18 seasons with Baltimore, I think he had 12 playoff wins with them. He's a division opponent, so who knows this division better than him? And who knows what can happen because of that? But what I think is even more interesting is you got Jimmy's proposition also that, hey, John, we get to play in a dome in a couple of years. So 8 or 9 games out of the season, depending on the year, you get to be inside at your age. There are some factors that fall into this that make it real exciting, but I don't think the brother factor has anything to do with it because they've had opportunities within their careers to kind of get closer to each other. And, you know, I guess with him being at Michigan, he was closer. But either way, this is the blatantly obvious choice. What I want to ask you guys is, does Andrew Berry give up control to Jim with Jim having so much experience in the head coaching game? Stefanski and Berry were kind of equivalent in their experience within those realms. But now you've got a guy with proven experience who's been in the NFL for a long time. I honestly think that if they do hire him, he's going to wind up costing Berry his job a year later anyways because they're going to want to find something. I don't think Barry's going to be able to do it offensively. But we'll see. Either way, exciting, but go get him. This is the most exciting coaching option we've had sitting in our laps probably in the past decade. So either way, good talking to you guys. Have a good day, John.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. I would say Andrew Berry would not get in the, not by his choice, Andrew Berry would not get in the way of the Browns hiring John Harbaugh if it were a problem for John Harbaugh.
If it comes out that the reason that Harbaugh does not take this job would be because of Andrew Berry, he better have 3 more slam dunk like drafts. Like he better have 2 to 3 more drafts where 4 viable starters come out of them in a row, or else there will be a riot. I mean, there is no reason why Andrew Berry should be the reason why this guy does not come here. Now, if it's because he doesn't want to, if it's because there's another job that's more appealing to him, if it's because of things that are external from the Cleveland Browns, and by that I mean things you truly cannot help, okay, that's great. I'm willing to accept that. That's perfect. If it's stuff like, well, I was going to come there, but they insisted that they kept Andrew Berry, I'd blow a gasket. That would be a breaking point.
I would agree with that. Randy is in Florida. Sarasota, Randy?
No, the Tampa Bay area.
Very nice. Very nice.
Has it finally stopped raining?
Could the Bucs be the team with a coach that called and inquired about John Harbaugh?
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot in the last day or two about Harbaugh. If I'm Harbaugh and I'm putting myself in his shoes, I won a Super Bowl. I've coached Flacco for several years and then Lamar. And I've been to the playoffs many, many, many times. Why in the world would I want to come to what I now call Malfunction Junction? I mean,
there's only, you listen to the beginning of the show. The only reason I can, honestly, the only reason if I'm him that I would think the Browns would be high on his list is that he feels some tie to Cleveland and wants to be here. That's it. I wouldn't take the team compared to other teams. I wouldn't take the ownership compared to other owners just based on a comparison to what he's worked with in Baltimore successfully.
Randy?
I get that.
I'm sitting in the basket seat. I'm going to give you the basket reason. You ready?
His family is from the Cleveland area. I get that. I get the whole thing. And I am too. I grew up in Youngstown. I get the whole thing.
Here's the basket reason. If you are John Harbaugh, could you imagine being the guy who turns around the Cleveland Browns? Could you imagine your hometown team,
your childhood team,
turning around a team,
your mother's
that has
team,
been so in the dumps for as long as it has, and you've beaten up on it for a long period of time as well?
After coaching the former Cleveland Browns. And probably always feeling funny about that.
He would have a statue that would rival Terminal Tower if he was able turn this thing around.
You are going basket in the basket chair.
Oh, yeah. But that would be the narrative. Like, you could spin that narrative, and maybe that appeals to him. I have no idea. If it were me, I don't know if that would appeal to me. But you could always try. Everybody's different for various reasons. It just seems like this is the guy who comes in, he changes the culture, he gets everything moving in the right direction, he has evolved with the game itself as he's been in the league, he has brought in different offensive thoughts, he realized Greg Roman wasn't his answer,
and got rid of him. Coaching staff.
Exactly. Probably didn't make the best hire at DC. Also, roster construction might have something to do with that too, the fact that you didn't have a pass rush. Like, there are a lot of things that go into the Harbaugh bucket that would make him the slam dunk hire. And boy, again, unless he is the one coming to you and saying, this isn't for me, I that's your hire. It's that simple.
I would think he's the slam dunk hire for the Browns. Folks, would you agree? 216-474-0092. I think he's the slam dunk hire. I don't think the Browns are his slam dunk team. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now there's this. You can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. That includes all of us here as we get rolling. That would be Carmen, Lima, 6 to 10. Baskin, Phelps, 10 to 2. Afternoon Drive, Nick and Jonathan from 2 to 7. It's every weekday, 92.3 The Fan, YouTube channel. You can subscribe right now for free and watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan, live and on demand. Do it right now. I'm Jeff Phelps, Stan Menigan, in for Andy Baskin today. We're talking about coaching situation after John Harbaugh let go yesterday by the Baltimore Ravens. One thing this does for a guy that I was sorry to see leave Cleveland, it knocks Kevin Stefanski out of the top spot for being the most experienced coach out there available of guys who you think might get hired. Mike McCarthy, I think, is above him on that, but I think Kevin was kind of the hot guy. Mm-hmm. And you heard a lot of folks say, well, if Kevin Stefanski becomes available, blah, 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 blah. He's talking to the Giants today.
Absolutely.
Well, I think he's now under John Harbaugh when it's, well, if fill in the blank becomes available. And I would think that the candidates you're thinking about now, Harbaugh, Stefanski, hot coordinator du jour, and mix in somewhere Mike McCarthy and John Gruden, who I don't think anybody's going to hire right now.
I think John Gruden is also very happy opening free boxes on the internet of free clothing that he can dive through and show off to everybody.
Is that what he's doing now?
Oh, yeah. Nice. And breaking down film.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll just see videos pop up every so often. John Gruden be like, we just got a box from Jackson State, let's go, and open it up, go, that's a great logo, going through that whole thing, and you're like, okay, I guess you're just having a ball getting free stuff sent to your house. Outstanding.
Nothing wrong with that, is
no,
there?
No, everyone loves mail.
I do think he's moved into the top spot, Harbaugh.
Agreed.
And Kevin may not get his choice of jobs unless Harbaugh would land in Cleveland.
Can I take you to Fearless Leader Hypothetical Island?
Yep.
So Fearless Leader comes and talks to the two of us. What do you think would happen if Sean McDermott became available? Head coach of the Buffalo Bills. Let's say they get knocked out earlier than
they
should.
By the way, the Browns interviewed in a previous search.
Would McDermott do it for you as well? Because I think I'd put Harbaugh over McDermott.
I would like Harbaugh over McDermott.
Okay.
McDermott's done a nice job in Buffalo, but folks in Buffalo have been looking for a new coach for years.
It's valid. That, and again, Josh Allen really could spackle over a lot of holes.
Yes, he can. Can he not?
Yeah. Good gravy.
It's true. James is in East Cleveland. Hello, James.
All right, James.
Hey, good evening. Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all?
We're doing well, man. Yourself?
I'm pretty fair for a square, as they say.
Nice.
So I think we all hit the nail on the head with John. I don't think John's coming to Cleveland, but let me touch on a few more points.
Mom went to Shaw High, James.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what's up. I remember that. I'm an old three, sir. So we represent for them Cardinals, Where did you go, Jeff?
Woodridge.
Woodridge. Okay, I don't know the mascot, but whoop, whoop.
We're the Bulldogs.
That's what's up. So I don't think John's coming to Cleveland, man, for many, many reasons. And I just don't think it's Barry. Just look at what Tomlin said about Barry after they traded Flacco to the Bengals. And he almost had them in contention. And I'm going to take it beyond Barry. It's the Sashis who's not in Baltimore. It's the Manziels. It's the coach that's out in San Fran right now who left the Browns because the GM was calling down.
Well, Kyle Shanahan 18... and the PowerPoint?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Here's the way I should leave.
Experiences watching these Browns fail for years. And I don't think that Jim and John want to be close to each other, but I know Jim's on the phone bragging about the weather in San Diego. So I just don't think So I don't think it's just the former San Diego. You're right, Jeff. So I think it's for many reasons. I just don't see a fit. I hope he, even though with the Cleveland Tigers, I hope he hits. Y'all take it easy. I want it, the coach. I want a heartline, actually. Even when they start talking about Stefanski, even though he was young from Ohio State, I had him pegged in. And here, sure enough, he gets hired. Ohio State doesn't look the same in the playoff game with Ryan calling the plays. Man, heartline, maybe next to go around.
Y'all all right, James, former Cleveland Brown wide receiver.
He's got to get a lot of success at UCF, and I wonder if he needs to go somewhere else before he gets a head coaching hire. He'd probably have to be an OC in the league.
James feels the same way we do. Boy, that guy would be the perfect hire, wouldn't he? John Harbaugh. And don't think he's coming here.
That's sadly how I feel as well. And it's just, it doesn't seem like that's the direction. But boy, they better get an interview with
sure.
him.
Sure. And Dano, again, to me, it's going to be other factors involved as to where John Harbaugh ends up next. And those factors, I think, are as simple as, what does he want to do? It's not going to be money. I don't think it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's been compensated well enough.
I mean, money is a great motivating factor, but I don't think it'll be the biggest one here. At his age, at his point in his career, I think one thing that could be a huge detriment to the Browns situation is the Browns are clearly in a building situation. Now, you can turn it around fast in the NFL. We know that, but it hasn't happened here. But you can do that. I mean, look at the Chicago Bears. I mean, it can happen. And it can also fall quickly. Look at the Detroit Lions after 15-2 the year before.
Who've now canned their offensive coordinator.
And that, so, I mean, things can happen, and you can be the man. But, you know, is the idea of turning around the Browns, I mean, is that, like, does that appeal to him? If it does, then there's no question what job he takes. If he has that feeling about this city and doing that, that to me is the reason he would take this job, and no other reason.
Maybe the fact that he wants the challenge of the rebuild. I mean,
yeah, but he wants the challenge of the rebuild because it's the Cleveland Browns.
Well, maybe just the challenge in general that comes with it. Because like,
there are a lot of challenges. Go to Tennessee.
I know. I'm gonna make a reference here.
You got a quarterback there.
Hang with me. Paul DePodesta had no connection whatsoever to the Colorado Rockies. I wonder if some level of Paul DePodesta taking that job in baseball, when he could have had 28 other jobs with ease, was him going, I want to conquer the altitude in the Colorado Rockies. I want to fix it on one of the worst run organizations in baseball. I want to go in there and I want to be the guy who could figure out the altitude, who could figure out the pitching, who could figure out the development and make it work at Coors Field. And I wonder how much of it played into that when it came to Paul DePodesta, because I don't think it was just as simple as, I got to get out of here, you. Like, I don't think it was that easy. So that's one of those with John Harbaugh. Maybe he's looking at this as well and going, I kind of want to rebuild. I want to build this in my image. I have an idea of how a football team should run. I have an idea of how a football team should go, where the true linchpins of this whole thing should be, where the pillars of an organization should be, and I want to build that in my image. Cleveland might give you that.
Okay. That's a big job to take on for a guy who might just want to go and coach up a team and win.
100%
in his early 60s.
100% yes. I don't know if he has that Bill Parcells gene.
Let me give you this thought. The Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
And we know the Bidwell family out there doesn't have the best of reputations. Worked for Bruce Arians.
It did.
Worked for Bruce.
Now, I don't know if I'd hire BA in the cycle. Be a good time, but he looks like he's having fun wearing Hawaiian shirts, sipping bourbons, and hopping on McAfee.
I get that, but I'm just saying.
But I love Bruce Arians.
It's not as if you can't go to Arizona and do something because Bruce Arians did.
You can win there. You're right.
Yep, it can be done. Cleveland is in Cleveland. Welcome.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're all right.
Doing well.
Well, I don't want Harbaugh.
Okay, sell me on this.
I want Schwartz.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at the we're going to have a very young offense, And I think that his discipline and the fact that the offensive guys that are young can look at his success with the defense part of it and be able to acquire some stability right away with them knowing how they need to operate with Schwartz. And I think that we don't need an offensive coordinator because we have one that seems to be successful enough. So all he needs to do is motivate, to me. And that's what I think, and I'll let you guys go with that.
All right, Cleveland, thank you very much. I though Tommy Rees is highly thought of, I don't think you can say that he's had success. Although Mary Kay wrote a story yesterday, Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com, that her sources close to Harbaugh said that he has great respect for Tommy Rees.
But if you bring in Harbaugh, Harbaugh is a CEO coach. Harbaugh's the guy who runs the whole thing. So you could keep Jim Schwartz.
Yep.
He can hang on to him if he wants him. He can keep Tommy Rees if he wants to.
Correct.
You're not stuck with whoever he's going to bring in. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he'll probably bring in other people who he respects in the directions that he wants to take this thing. But he doesn't have to. He might walk in and go, I want Schwartz. I want Rees. All right, let's go. That's the thing with a CEO head coach. And plus, he's a special teams coach. So it's not even like you're looking at either side of those and going, okay, that's his expertise. It's like, no, his expertise was special teams.
If you're a team, does Harbaugh's lack of overwhelming success in his later years in Baltimore impact you at all? It doesn't me. He was really successful early on in Baltimore. They haven't had the same type of playoff success since in recent years, and he hasn't had huge success with Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP at quarterback. That doesn't bother me because I know where we are and I know the type of coach he's been, and he puts out winning good football teams. Does it bother you?
No, because I've always thought their problem was more roster construction than it was Harbaugh. And the fact that they haven't had a great pass rusher in there in about 3 years.
They've not been the same team since Ozzie's not been the guy.
Right. They think that they could get to the quarterback with just, instead of having an A-plus and a bunch of Bs and Cs, they think they could just do it with a line of Bs, and it's not working. Like, it just doesn't. I know Matt Abike got hurt, and that's a big deal, but outside of Jadeveon Clowney that 1 year where he turned around and all of a sudden was a sack master, they haven't really had those guys. They've let those guys walk going, oh, the system will build the next one. Well, the system hasn't built the next one. And for some reason, they've decided that pass rush and getting to the quarterback isn't as important as it should be. I mean, they've got a decent enough secondary. The linebacker play has been really good. I mean, Roquan Smith is one of the best in the business. But I've always thought the lack of a pass rush got them in more trouble. Go back and watch that Pittsburgh game. The fact that they couldn't get to Rodgers on that two-minute drive had more to do with it than anything Harbaugh was doing.
Chip sends me this email. Since Andrew Berry will be in charge, I predict the Browns will hire several coaches and then have a four-way competition for the head coaching job. Chip, pretty funny. Tom's in Menor. Tom.
Is this like a Hungry Dogs thing, but with coaches? They're going to have them coach up the Hungry Dogs? Is that how that's going to go?
Nice job, Chip. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, unfortunately, I think Harbaugh would be a great coach. I think he's a good manager of the team and of the game management. I think he's one of the best ones out there. Unfortunately, he's not going to come here. Andrew Berry's going to get somebody that's not known, first-time head coach. That's all he's going to be able to get. And I don't think he's very well respected in the league. I just don't. The Browns made a huge mistake. They should have cleaned the house, brought a new general manager in, and maybe then you might be able to get somebody like Jim Harbaugh. You're not going to get a good coach here. You're going to get a guy who's new, green, whatever you want to call it, and that'll be the demise of that guy in 1 year as well as Andrew Berry. So that's just my take on it.
All right, Tom. And you might end up being a team that goes after the coordinator du jour. The Browns yesterday, permission to talk to Todd Monken, who was the offensive coordinator in Baltimore for John Harbaugh. Who knows what happens there? The DC in Seattle, who doesn't call defensive plays, a British guy, oddly enough, interestingly enough, Browns are supposed to talk to. They'll be talking to a lot of people. Would appear there's only one guy you really should talk to, if you can land him. I just don't know if they can. What does Chris Rose think about that? Chris, NFL Network, Cleveland guy, joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps. Mike Florio, right after that at 11:20.